All right. Well, I haven't talked to you doing entertainment in quite a while.
No,
so,
been too long.
Yes. So Jeremy Renner, I just saw a picture of him as a baby. And I recognize it was on Facebook. People were putting it and said, "Who is this?" And it looked just like him. What a cute little guy.
Well, you know, this horrible story of his from 2 years ago, if you remember, a snowplow got away from him. Not the kind of snowplow that we would use at our house, but like a big industrial to clear the streets kind of snowplow got away from him at his home. And was about to take down his nephew. So he throws himself, in typical superhero fashion, Marvel superstar that he is, throws himself in, saves his nephew, but he gets crushed by this snowplow and nearly dies. And now he's put a book out that's called My Next Breath that recounts the accident, that tells in excruciating detail what it was like being underneath that snowplow, and I don't even want to get too graphic with it because it's painful to read. But the thing that he revealed in this is that he did actually die while he was under all of this. This is what he said. As I lay on the ice, my heart rate slowed, and I just got tired. After about 30 minutes on the ice and breathing manually, I died right on the driveway. He said there it was a fantastic energy. There was no time, place, or space. Nothing to see except kind of an electric two-way vision made of strands of that inconceivable energy. I could see my lifetime. I could see everything all at once. How about that?
That's wild.
Right,
I am so intrigued by these, you know, near death or actual death,
death
experiences.
Right,
wow.
It's really something. The book is out right now. Again, it's called My Next Breath, and it's—I mean, if nothing else, it's an extraordinary story of recovery when he was not supposed to recover from this. I mean, if he did die on the driveway. You know, and they brought him back, or sometimes they say, you know, when it's really cold, that, you know, it slows everything down in the body. I don't know, you know, what is or what isn't. That's a doctor question of what may have happened. But he was a wreck after this accident and somehow recovered from it all. And it's a story of count your blessings. You know, you think you have problems. Look at what this guy made it through.
That's unreal. Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm glad I could perk up the morning a little bit.
That's what you do.
Woohoo!
All right. You know what? Let's take a quick break, and then I want to talk about someone turning down a really big role.
Yeah. This is a crazy story.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and we're in the middle of Dean Richards' entertainment report. And, Dean, I have to tell you the truth. I had to look up who actor Terrence Howard was. Perhaps if he would have taken a role in an upcoming movie, I would know him better.
Yeah, well, he's been on several TV shows and several movies. I think he was nominated for an Academy Award 10, 12 years ago, something like that. But he was on a podcast, because who isn't these days? He was on a podcast, and he revealed that Quincy Jones offered him the opportunity to play Marvin Gaye in a biopic that was going to be made. Quincy Jones was, you know, not only did music, he was producer of lots of films as well. But this Terrence Howard turned it down because, as Quincy Jones explained to him, and I didn't know this, Marvin Gaye was gay, was a gay man, and that the film would explore that. Terrence Howard said, "I can't surrender myself to a place that I don't understand. This is the really weird part. If I kissed a man, I would have to cut off my lips."
Jeez.
"I would have to cut off my lips." And he said, "That doesn't make me homophobic."
Oh, so, it doesn't?
So... You all,
what?
You all can make up your minds about this, your own minds about this. Cutting off your lips is pretty, that's pretty severe. But, you know, there are plenty of actors and actresses who have to kiss people that they don't want to kiss.
It's called acting.
It's called acting. It's part of the thing. But here's the thing. Terrence Howard has played killers and drug dealers and pimps and, like, you know, some awful characters. That's okay. But, you know, playing Marvin Gaye and having to kiss a man, that's where you draw the line. I don't get it. But anyway, it's his choice, his decision. We did look it up. There was really never any confirmation one way or another about Marvin Gaye's sexual orientation. He was married for a combined 15 years to two different women. That doesn't mean you're not gay. It's because you were married. But, I don't know. I couldn't care less about anyone else's sexual orientation. It's not my business. But if you're an actor, you're going to be asked to do some things that you might not ordinarily do in your real life.
Look at Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Right?
He had to do some things I'm sure he's, not into.
Yeah.
But
a lot of actors, a lot of women, I'm sure, have kissed a lot of people they don't want to kiss, whether it's
men or women.
Men or women, or, regardless of what it is, you're an actor. And, that's what's required to do. But it's your choice to say, I would rather not do that also. So,
what a dummy. Sorry.
So if you see a guy walking around without any lips, you know who it is.
It'd be hard to come, wouldn't it?
I should have taken that role.
All right. I have to admit something, and I'm embarrassed to admit it. I honest to gosh, didn't really love Martin Short.
Oh.
I just really didn't.
Wendy.
I know. It's just, he was nuts. He kind of overdid everything. And
I cannot get enough Martin Short.
Well, now, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was Murders in the Building, Only Murders in the Building.
Right, right.
I love him.
I love that he's so, he makes fun of being over the top.
Yeah, he does.
When he used to go on with David Letterman, I would stay up late, way beyond my bedtime, to watch because I knew it was going to be hilarious. He was on SCTV. He was on SNL. He's hosted SNL. He's co-hosted for Jimmy Kimmel several times. And now he's going to be the new host of The Match Game. They're going to reboot The Match Game for ABC. Something that they did a few years ago with Alec Baldwin, and it was canceled. But they're going to try again, maybe with somebody a little less volatile this time. And it's going to be Martin Short. I think he's going to be very funny because he's extremely spontaneous.
Oh, totally.
So I think it's going to be fantastic. Now, interestingly, new show is going to be shot in Montreal, not in New York or L.A., I don't know if it's something political or not. I do know that Martin Short is Canadian, so they're going to shoot it in his home country, and they say that it should be on a little bit later on this year.
Yes, I do love him now. It took me a while.
Do you know his character, Jiminy Glick?
That's what I hated. I'm sorry. I hated that character.
Jiminy Glick is so funny.
Oh, I guess to each his own.
Jiminy Glick is so funny. I'm going to have to cut off my lips now that I know that you don't like him.
I saw a video of Beyonce with her daughter on stage. It was pretty adorable.
Yeah, her daughter is all grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't really call her a little girl, but she's one of the dancers in her new tour, which kicked off in Los Angeles the night before last at SoFi Stadium there. The first of four, she's doing four nights in Los Angeles, 36 songs, a three-hour-long concert.
Jeez.
Every star you can imagine was at the show, and it's going to be coming to Chicago. The tour next comes to Chicago from L.A. May 15th, 17th, and 18th. Tickets are still available for the show. It's going to be at Soldier Field. Listen to this for bargain pricing to see Beyonce. The cheapest ticket is $141, but if you want really good seats right in front of the stage, 4,000 simoleons.
Oh, no problem.
$4,000 to see a show. She would have to come to my house and be in my living room. for me to pay $4,000.
And make you breakfast the next morning.
And maybe make a little hors d'oeuvre or something. Yeah. Exactly right. But anyway, she's going to be here, and I'm sure there are still seats available at that price.
Yeah.
I can understand why. But if you're interested in seeing Beyonce, she will be here. And it sounds like the show's great. She mostly does songs from her new album, the Cowboy Carter album. She does some of her old favorites in there, too. But it's a country show that you're going to see when you go see Beyonce this time.
Interesting. And what are you cooking today?
I am, because Cinco de Mayo is on Monday. I was trying to think of something Mexican that I haven't made on the show before. And I've never really made a dessert. So I asked a friend of mine, do you like flan?
I love it.
I love, love, love flan. I've never made it before, but I asked a friend of mine who is of Mexican descent. He asked his abuela, his grandmother, for a recipe. So I've got an abuela recipe for Mexican flan. And I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be great. And I've already put on my elastic pants because there's just nothing but sugar in it and condensed milk and heavy cream. And there's every bad thing you can think of. And it's delicious. And I don't care.
It is really good. It's right. Just custard with smooth caramel sauce on top of
exactly,
it or something.
Exactly correct.
All right, I can't wait to see if you're successful making this.
Oh, I wish you were here so you could have some.
Oh, I'll follow the recipe.
We could watch Martin Short videos together.
Jiminy Glick having some flan.
Tell me why you like to be in this movie.
Cut your lips off. always great to talk to you, Dino.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes, yes.
All week, I think.
Yes, Bob's back on Monday.
Yay.
So just call me at home on Monday.
Okay, I love doing that.
All right. Bye.